Are we ready?
Are we ready? Oh, man. Yeah, we better start now or we'll never get done. It's time for the Phenology Show. Phenology is the rhythmic biological nature of events as they relate to climate. And it has been a big week. There was a lot that happened that some of it I predicted. I think I told you last week that by the time we talked again, the aspens would be leafing out. And in fact, they came in on May 1st, which is 2 days later than average. But May 1st was a lovely day, and it really accelerated changes around the area, including among the flowers that I found this past week. Trailing arbutus is probably at its peak of bloom, and if you have any inclination of where to find a patch of trailing arbutus, you want to go there and put your face right down in there and inhale that lovely, lovely smell. Also, Canada fly honeysuckle is blooming. Canada fly honeysuckle is pretty easy to find right now. It is a shrub, doesn't usually get more than about 4 to 5 feet high. It has twin yellow flowers, pale yellow flowers that are sometimes streaked with purple. But the thing that makes it so evident this time of year is that the leaves are well-developed and quite prominent. So as you're walking around in the woods, if you see a kind of a low shrub with green leaves, walk over and take a look. Chances are it will be Canada fly honeysuckle. Around my yard, the sweet white violets and the dooryard violets came up this week. Back in the woods a little further, the bloodroot is still blooming, although kind of getting toward the end of its time. Northern sweet coltsfoot is still blooming and probably at its peak. This is a kind of an odd plant. It looks a bit like a stalk of broccoli topped with a thatch of white, yellowish white flowers. And the thing that made northern sweet coltsfoot so hard for me to identify is that this time of year, it's a stalk of flowers with little, they look like leaves, but they're actually bracts. And the leaf itself is almost as big as your hand, and it looks like a maple leaf, but it doesn't come out at the same time as the flower. So the plant is going to flower, and then later on, you'll see this big leaf. So if you're looking at the flower and you're looking in your flower book and you see this flower that looks a lot like northern sweet coltsfoot, except the leaf is not there, well, the reason that the leaf is not there is that the leaf is not there yet, but it will be. Kind of a confusing one, but kind of fun to stumble across. In the forest around the northern sweet coltsfoot, I saw Carex arctata, that was just beginning to flower. Pennsylvania sedge is still in flower. The cotton grass is flowering in the bog. And if you're in the bog, check out the leatherleaf. Leatherleaf is flowering right now. If your feet are wet and you're looking at a plant that has this long string of little white flowers that are individual, not in clusters. Now, the flower of the leatherleaf looks a lot like the flower of the blueberry, but the blueberry is going to be a cluster of flowers, just the way you would find a cluster of berries when you're picking them. The leatherleaf is a long string of individual flowers on this arching stem. So leatherleaf is in flower right now, blueberry not so much. And leather wood, if you live in an area where the soils are sweet and you have basswoods and maybe some sugar maples and perhaps, there might be a yellow birch in there from time to time, look on the shrub layer. And Heidi, you know this one because it's blooming right by your house. It's got this yellow-green appearance right now because leather wood has probably peaked as a flower this past week, sometime around Saturday or Sunday. And now the leaves are starting to emerge. And so leather wood is really past its prime. But if you live in an area where leather wood is growing, give it a look. It's going to be a kind of a mixture of yellow-green. And as you look at it, take a hold of the plant and wiggle it a little bit, and you'll see that it's a very limber plant. Among the trees, I mentioned that the trembling aspen had leafed out today. Well, actually on May 1st, those trees, all of the aspens clone readily. And so what you get are these patches of green because all of the trees in one spot are sort of related to one another. So you're going to see huge swaths of green, kind of a light, well, I call it a grape green. And those are the trembling aspens. Now, the female trembling aspens are pretty freighted with green catkins right now, but you can kind of see the difference between the catkin, the fruit of the trembling aspen, and the leaf of the trembling aspen. Balsam poplars are just beginning to break leaf bud, and those buds are going to look kind of yellowish, bronzy colored, sort of a reddish bronze tone on the balsam poplar leaves. If you would go up to a balsam poplar and squeeze the buds or touch the leaves at this point, they're going to be resinous and sticky, and they're going to have a very, very strong and not unappealing smell. The big tooth aspen, staying with the popple family, the big tooth aspen are the male flowers are completely done. They have thrown their pollen and they are just hanging on. But if you have aspen in your yard and some of them are covered in green leaves and others look totally fall or winter like, chances are you're looking at big tooth aspen. They look a lot like the trembling aspen, but they their phenology is quite a bit different. It'll be about 3 weeks between the time that the trembling aspen and the big tooth aspen leaf out. Choke cherry buds are open. You can see the flower buds inside. The pin cherry buds are breaking open. Juneberries are actually blooming over in Akeley. Dallas Hudson, the phenologist over there, has some juneberries in bloom. Juneberries at my house are not yet blooming, but the leaves are starting to come out. And if you look at the leaves of the juneberry, they fold along the midvein, much like a book. So watch these. And if you have that folded leaf that gradually opens up, that's a juneberry. Now, the choke cherry, which is also leafing out right now, is going to have a very reddish-tinged leaf when it comes out. So if the leaves are tinged in red, it's probably choke cherry. If they're green and folded on the midvein, it's juneberry. Juneberries are synchronous flowering plants, so the day that they flower, they all flower. But interestingly, even though they all flower at once, the fruiting is asynchronous, and they come ripe first this one, then that one, and a day later that one and that one, and so it's kind of hard to pick. But you got to watch them because the birds are going to be eating the ripe ones every day. Red oaks in my yard, well, red oaks anywhere right now have a kind of a yellowish, reddish cast to them, and that's because the buds that are going to be the leaves are very, very swollen right now. Silver maples have broken leaf bud. They've been breaking leaf bud for a while, and now the leaves are out. If you go to a silver maple and look at it, you'll see the petiole, the stem of the leaf. If you're looking at a red maple, you're going to see a leaf bud that's just breaking open. The silver maple is ahead of the red maple by about a week. Box elder leaves and flowers are out. The box elders are yielding pollen. Paper birch are yielding pollen. The big catkins on the paper birch are just starting to give off pollen. The female flower on the paper birch has eluded me this year, but if the males are giving off pollen, there have to be female flowers out there. They are about a 3/4 inch long spike of green that is how would you describe, like a, there are these little flakes, these little pinpoints that come off of the edges of this flower that are sort of tinged in red. And otherwise, it's kind of this green stalk about 3/4 of an inch long. They're not easy to find. If you have a paper birch in your yard, pull down some of the low branches and see if you can spot them. Yellow birch are breaking leaf bud, but they are not nearly as, the one in my yard is not nearly as far along as the paper birch. Paper birch is ahead of it by a couple of days. American tamaracks are covered in pollen cones and seed cones. The pollen cones are those yellow, little lumpy kind of, they look like little mushrooms almost on the branches of the tamaracks. The female cones are magenta, a deep reddish blue, and they are quite prominent on the tamaracks right now. You need to get out and have a look at those. American and beaked hazel are both breaking leaf bud. Lilacs are well on their way to developing. The leaves are not yet out, but all of the buds are open on the lilacs by my house. That only leaves a couple of things. The insects. I saw my first spring azure butterfly last Saturday. My wife saw one, I think, back as early as last Wednesday. The spring azure is about a 1-inch wide light blue butterfly that once you see it, it never seems to come to rest. I have chased them around with a camera for a half an hour and maybe gotten 2 or 3 shots of them sitting. So the spring azure light blue small butterfly out. There were a lot of morning cloaks out this past week. Every sunny day that I was out last week, I jumped up a lot of morning cloak butterflies from off of gravel roads. I also saw a comma butterfly last week. New birds for me this past week, white-throated sparrows, maybe the last of the American tree sparrows, brown-headed cowbirds, purple finch. I've been seeing them pretty regularly, but they are singing at my house, and I'm so enjoying that. I have a female goldfinch at the house. The male hasn't shown up yet. I still have a flock of evening grosbeaks, although I am kind of surprised they're still around, and I think some others are as well. The evening grosbeaks that came down last fall, actually, it was right around Christmas. I think the day before Christmas, my flock arrived, and they're still there, and the numbers are only increasing. I have probably 40 birds around my house right now. And my final note this week, as a proud and happy grandfather, I guess, or purient observer, I was looking through my spotting scope at the eagle's nest on Sunday evening, and for the first time this year, I got, well, maybe the first time ever, I actually watched Mama tearing apart some flesh that Papa had brought to the nest and feeding her baby. And so I know I have at least one baby eagle this year, and my neighbor Marvin and I have been watching and hoping, a couple of expectant grandfathers, watching and hoping for our bald eagle. And so we have a baby now, and perhaps another. I don't know. I only saw the one, but hope springs eternal, and gosh, who knows? We're going to be watching and reporting on our baby eagle throughout the summer. Lots of things out there. Gosh, I can't. And one final note. I remarked to Heidi this morning, the willows are absolutely stunning right now. If you are driving and you see a giant ball of chartreuse that is a mixture of bright yellow, bright green, those are probably weeping willows. There are other willows, crack willows and peach-leaved willows, that are doing very well also. But the weeping willows are absolutely stunning right now. Their new flowers are out, and the flowers are yellow, and right beside them and about the same size are these bright green leaves, and the combination is stunning. So if you are driving look around for something that is absolutely chartreuse. Think of the safety jackets that that people wear, those bright yellowish green ones. That's the weeping willow this week. Get out, check things out, and hey, share some stuff with us on our KAXE KBXE season watch.